Good morning. Good to see everyone that's here this morning, and we're excited about the start of our Vacation Bible School starting tonight at 6 o'clock, and so hopefully everyone can come and be a part of that as we share in God's love. The focus of our theme is Sun Treasure Island. If you can see the stage behind us, and there'll be more going on this stage tonight with celebrating our love of God and His love for us. We have a dinner at 6 o'clock and then assembly worship at 6:30. Adult class here at 7, and the kids' classes at 7, three stations. They have a class, craft, and games going on in the back, and wrap up around 8 o'clock. And so that's tonight, tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So please come and be a part of that, share in the love, and what a blessing we can do that and experience that together. I want to say thank you to all those that have put in all the hard work up to this point. Well, it's not a hard work getting to the start of this, and so thank you for all the hard work, the decorations, the planning, the prayers, the preparation, and now we'll continue to pray that we'll execute and share the love tonight and the next few days. And so thank you for all those that have helped out and been a part of that. We praise God for that. Well, there's a story of a father who got called to the school because his son got sent to the principal's office. And the father gets to the school, and the son is in. He could see through the window. The son is still being talked to by the school principal. And the father is kind of steaming a little bit, thinking, here's my moment. Here's my time. There's no way I'm going to let my son get by with whatever he did. There's no way he's going to get by with showing the disrespect that he must have shown or said the thing that he said or did the thing that he did. This is my moment to be the dad and to show up here and to show him, you know, what's right and what's wrong. And so he's kind of pacing and he's working himself up, ready to let his son have it. And as he's kind of pacing, he didn't recognize that the principal and the son came out of the office. And as before he could say anything, the principal says, "You should be so proud of your son for what he did, for how he stood up for those other kids." And the father was kind of shocked at that at first. And then, and before he could say anything, the principal said, "Well, good job, Dad. Good job. And you should be so proud." And the son sees the dad, and by that time his frown turned to a smile, and he pats him on the back and says, "Way to go, son. Let's go." And see, our life speaks so loudly. Our life speaks so much, and so it's so important that we live our life so well. You've heard the statement, like father, like son. You're just like your dad. You're just like your mom. And that is so true. You know, if you've never known someone's dad or someone's mom, you can see what kind of people they are by how they live their life. And whether for good or for bad, we see in the children a sampling of what those parents are like. You know, it's not very good to come down on a child for their behavior all the time because they come from somewhere. And understand that they've come from a father, they've come from a mother. And so this goes both ways. It goes for positive things in our life and also not so good things in our life. It's always great when parents are recognized for the good behavior of their children, is it not? We may be expecting the worst and we get some good response. And who gets the praise because of their good behavior? You do. You do. People say, "Well, good job. This child must come from a good home, a good father, a good mother." And you can tell a lot about someone by what they say, how they talk. We can tell a lot about someone about their father and mother by what they do and what they value in their life. You know, whether they're good values or not so good values, we can tell a lot about somebody. I guess you could tell even the negative values. You know, there's some that don't value very good things that maybe a father would tell his son, "Good job." You know, if it's a high value to be prideful and to not back down from a fight, and the son gets into a fight, and you could say, "Well, good job, son. Way to go. I'm proud of you for not backing down." You know, or a son who's good at, leading people astray and making himself known. "Well, good job, son. I'm proud of you for that. Good job. That's my boy. Just like I taught you." It goes that way, but it also goes in the positive way. You know, children will honor their parents one way or another. They will honor and live out the things that they say, the things that they do, and most importantly, the things that they value. One of the five commandments, actually it's number five, is to honor your father and mother. And why is that put in there? Of all the commands, of all the things, because it's so important what the influence of families on a child. And as a child, how are they going to know who God is by seeing how mom and dad live out their lives? And if they're going to be taking on those values, they're going to honor them by how they say, how they do, and how they honor the values that their parents have. See, as mom and dad honor God, that is seen by their children. And so then their children honor mom and dad. And who gets the glory? Mom and dad gets the glory. And then the Father in heaven gets the glory. And see, that's how it's passed on. See, the Father is known. God the Father is known through mom and through dad. And if you've never known of someone's father, you can know about them through their children. And by all of this, you are drawn to that relationship. If you've never known someone's parents, but you know a child, you know someone, you want to know about them. You wish you couldn't have known them, or say, I would love to meet your dad. I would love to meet your mom. You know, I've been to several funerals where I've heard great things about someone who has passed. I never got to know the person who passed, but after hearing their story, hearing the life that they lived, thinking, man, it would have been great to have known your dad or your mom. And so as they honor their father and mother, it should be in response to how their father and mother are honoring their father in heaven. And so as we get to our passage today in John 14, 1 and following, here Jesus is with his disciples and he's giving them a word of encouragement. As they've been following him, as they've been learning about who he is, as they've been growing as disciples, as they've been seeing the miracles and hearing his teaching and coming to understand, coming to full belief that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God, as they're coming to know him, he's getting to the stage in his journey by the time we get to John 14 that he's beginning to talk about how he's going to depart, how he's going to pass him, how he's going to die and raise again. And all this talk of him leaving this earth and him dying, of course, is causing a lot of sadness and discouragement. So here comes this word of encouragement from the Lord Jesus. In John chapter 14, starting in verse 1 through 4, he says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." See, we see here through Jesus, we begin to get a glimpse of his Father. We begin to get a little snapshot of who God is. You know, that's a big question, is who is God? And how can we come to know God? How can we understand him? What is he like? You know, what does he look like and what does he say and what would he do and what's important to him? Well, Jesus has come to show us the Father by saying, look at me and see me and know me and you'll know who the Father is. Because he is honoring his Father in heaven. And so he's wanting the world to be drawn to his Father through him. And we get this small glimpse. He says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Believe in God. We get a glimpse of God through the life of Jesus. We get a glimpse of how to draw near to God, how to give our lives and honor him, to make him our Father and to make him our home. He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. In my Father's house, there is room for all. And that's a good picture, right? As people have been drawn to Jesus and see how good he is, we go, where has he come from? And he's come from heaven. And what is that like? And can I be a part of that? And the answer is yes. Yes, you can be a part of his family and his home. You know, you probably experienced this where you've been a part of, you've visited someone else's home. You had a good friend and you've seen how they live. And you're like, man, I would love to be a part of this family. What a great home to be a part of. And maybe you've been welcomed into that. And like you've been treated as a son, as a daughter in that home. And it's great to know that you can be a part of that. You know, that's what we are, hopefully, are building as a church, that we are a family that you can be a part of here, that no one is a stranger here. Everyone belongs. There is a place for all. And it's all possible through Jesus, through how we see Him and how we're drawn to Him, and then He welcomes us home to have a place with Him. He says, as I'm telling you, and I know you're discouraged, I am going away, but there's good news. I'm going home. I'm going home to the Father, and I'm going to prepare a place for you so that you also may be where I am. He's going home and preparing a place and will bring you home. And then in verse 5, John 14, verse 5, Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Good question. You're going there. We want to be with you. So how do we get there? See, Jesus shows the Father by honoring Him. And these next few scriptures in John chapter 14, 6 through 10, we begin to see how Jesus, by Him honoring the Father, He makes the Father known so that others may be drawn to Him. So first we see in John chapter 6, or John chapter 14, 6 and following, He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know Him and have seen Him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough. He says, I am the way, the truth. No one comes except through me. He says, well, show us the Father, and that will be enough. And in verse 9, He says, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you for such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? These words I say to you are not my own. He says, as I honor the Father, as you see my life, you can know the Father because I am in Him and He is in me. He's making the Father known through His life. He says, I am the way, and so if you come through me, you can be a part of this home. We can become brothers. You can be united with me as I am united with the Father, and we are one. You also can come to know Him. You know, at Jesus' transfiguration, as He was revealed before the disciples, and He was revealed in all His glory, the Lord says something very important here. He says, this is my Son. With Him, I am well pleased. So listen to Him. As Jesus is honoring God in His life, the Father looks down on His Son and says, I am so proud of you. Way to go, Son. You are doing this, and you can know me by listening to Him. And see, we know about the Father. He says, don't you know, Philip, after such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. You want to know God? You know me. That means you know God. You want to know about who God is and how God would act? We see Jesus. That's how we know how God. If you have a question about what would God do? Well, what would Jesus do? How would God respond in this? Well, what would Jesus do? What did Jesus say? What did He preach about? What did He talk about? And so there's many things that the Father, that Jesus had said that shows who the Father is, things that God would say, that's my boy. Way to say it. Way to honor me. Way to let myself be known to this world. When He said things like, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's my boy. Don't put the Lord your God to the test, Jesus says. Well, that's my boy. Worship the Lord your God and serve Him only. That's my boy. You're making myself known. You're drawing people to Him. He says, when Jesus says, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and glorify the Father in heaven. That's my boy. When Jesus says things like, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's my boy. You let them know what I'm all about. When He says, forgive men when they sin against you. That's my boy. When He says, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, That's my boy. When he says, let the little children come to me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's my boy. Take up your cross and follow me. That's my boy. Now you're hearing it. Now you're seeing it. Now you're saying it. When he says, with God, all things are possible. Amen, my boy, that is right. Whoever wants to be great among you, you tell him, Jesus. You tell him, son. Whoever wants to be greatest among you must be your servant. That's my boy. When he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. That's my boy. Jesus has said, you want to know who God is? I'm telling you who He is. I'm telling you what He's all about. I'm telling you what you got to do by what He says. See, He honors the God, but honors His Father by what He says. And then he says, I also honor the God by what I do. He goes on and he says in the second part of verse 10, rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing the works. He says, believe when I say I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles. The things I do like my Father. You want to know my Father? You can. Look at what I've done. This is what the Lord would be doing. You ever had this said about you? That's just like your dad. You do that just like your dad. That sounds just like him. That looks just like the way he would do that. You know, there was a son traveling with his dad, going to see his grandfather. His grandfather was going to be moving, and as they're going there, the grandfather lived kind of far away, so the grandson didn't know much about this grandfather. And so as they're getting in the car and going to travel there to help the grandfather move, the son is asking, well, what is your dad like? And his dad is like, well, he's like a dad. Like, well, what do you mean? What is he like? And so as they're driving down the road, the dad's blaring his crazy old music and the son's getting irritated. Is that what your dad do? Is that what your dad did when you're in the car with him? Did he play that, his old music? He goes, yeah, just like my dad. And so as they're driving down the road a little ways and they're kind of cracking up jokes and he's driving a little bit too fast and he says, did your dad do that? And he goes, yeah, he did this too. And he's driving crazy and sure enough, woo, 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 woo. He gets pulled over and he says, is that just like your dad too? And he goes, yeah, it's just like my dad. Just like my dad. And then as he's going a little bit further, and he realizes his phone says, turn the other direction. You're going the wrong way. And he says, did your dad ever get lost? No. My dad never got lost. And I'm not lost either. I'm just like my dad. And as they're going and they stop at a restaurant and they got done praying, and he says, is that just like your dad? He goes, yeah, that's just like my dad. And as the son is in the car and he sees the dad coming out of the restaurant, the dad notices somebody who's not doing so well, and you see him give him a few dollars and give him a meal. He said, are you doing that just like your dad? Yeah, that's just like what my dad would do. And so Jesus is saying, if you don't believe me by what I say, look at what I do, and you'll know who God is. You know, people are asked Jesus those same kind of questions or asked people who saw Jesus, is he the one? Is he the one? And he says, well, believe on the evidence of what you see. He says, the blind can see. The lame walk. Those who have leprosy are healed. Those who are dead are raised. The good news is preached. You know the Father. And I mean, make him known by seeing me. If you see me and you know me, then you know him. If you've heard what I say, these are his words. If you see what I do, these are his actions. And he goes on. He says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. We know the Father by how Jesus gives praise to God for all the things he does. See, there's never any question who Jesus is about. He's about God. There's no question about who his strength, his power, his abilities come from. It's all from God by how he praises and lifts up God. He does all things to the praise and glory of God. So you want to know God? You want to know who he is? You want to know who the Father is? Jesus shows the Father by how he honors him by what he says, how he honors him by what he does, by how he honors his Father in heaven by giving God praise and glory for all the things of his life. See, Jesus honors his Father so that we might also honor the Father. So, we should honor the Father. And in John 14, 15 and following, it says, "If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. And I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. And on that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." We can honor the Father and be a part of him. That's the whole point of what Jesus was all about. Jesus was all about being the way and showing us who the Father is by being an example of what he says and what he does and by his obedience. He says, you also can be a part. You can also honor the Father. How? By keeping his commandments, by being obedient. And how can we do that? If you're going away, who's going to be with us to help us to know how to be obedient, to keep us on the right track, to correct us when we go wrong? I'm sending you something greater than me. I'm sending you the Holy Spirit to indwell every one of you. Because I'm limited in this flesh, but the Spirit is unlimited. And you can honor me through the gift of the Holy Spirit, and this will give you comfort. And you can honor God the Father through how you love God. See, God is not going to leave us orphaned. What a great message of encouragement for these who are thinking, you know, Jesus says he's going to go away. That means that's going to leave us fatherless. That's going to leave us without home because these guys had left home. They had left everything. And they go, who is it going to leave with us? Don't worry, you will not be orphaned. I'm sending you the Spirit. And it's going to come to you. And you're going to be in community with me and with the Father through the Spirit. So honor the Father with your life. And you can be confident in his love. Confident to where the Father will say, and I'm saying, you got this. You can do this. You can be my son. You can be my daughter. You can live this life. Because I'm giving you everything you need to know about God. I've said what needs to be said. I'm did what I need to do. And I'm going to do what I need to do. And I give glory to God. I've drawn you to him. And you also are going to be connected to him through the Spirit. So you can honor the Father. And you will be a part of him. See, Jesus honors his Father so that we might become his children and be welcomed home. If we obey and honor the Father, we will be welcomed home. We will be with the Father. So we can know the Father through Jesus. And then we ourselves can honor the Father so that we can be with the Father. In John 16, 22 and following, then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus says, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him." It says you will be with the Father. You will be welcomed as obedient children. You'll be welcomed by his love, and you will be at home with God the Father. I mean, that is the invitation for all of us, that we can be a part of that home. We can be connected to that Heavenly Father. So what are we to do? To know God, honor God, and be at home with him and rejoice in that. And him saying, "Well done. Good job. You got this. That's my boy. That's my girl. You can do this." If the God is a good, good Father, he's there. He shows up. He shows up for us. He showed up for us with his Son, and he shows up with us with his Spirit, and he continues to be available to us. He's there to crack up sometime when we mess up, to go, "It's okay." You have a father or a mother, when you spill the milk on the table, instead of getting all upset, they laugh. "Let's clean this up. our Father is a good Father who cracks up when we make mistakes. Not because He wants to put us down, but to say it's going to be okay. He's there to build us up, to say, you got this, we can do this. He opens up. He's exposed everything about Him. He lets His whole plan be known to you. He gives the full extent of His love. You know, He keeps up with you, doesn't He? Isn't He invested? He knows what you're into. He knows the things you like. There's nothing beyond His ability to be aware of. And He tells you when to kind of, you know, man up, woman up. You can do this. He's the one that's there to listen up and to catch up. And He's there for you. He's there to be there. And He's there to be our Father. And He's going to welcome us home. So Jesus has made His Father known to us. He, by Himself honoring His Father and then welcoming us into that, yes, you also, you want to be a part of that, you can honor the Father. Honor Him by what you say, by what you do, and how you give praise to Him and all the things that you do. So honor God by obeying Him. Honor your Father in heaven. Honor Him by becoming His child, by speaking and acting and praising, so that through that, all people will come and know that. All people can have our Heavenly Father as their Father. So this morning, if you are outside of Christ, or you haven't been speaking or acting or praising God as Father, here's an opportunity for you to confess. Here's an opportunity for you to become a child of God, for Him to become your Father. And it's all through the love of Jesus. It's all through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. He's paid the price so that we can come home. We can be at home with Him. So if you're not a child of God, and you like to make your home with Him, and we can help you come to know Him, to learn how to honor Him, and so that you can have your home with Him, come now as we stand and sing.